And, you know, it seemed to me, and we'll talk about plenty of things moving ahead here in the next couple of minutes, but once Green Bay went ahead, they seemed deflated.
Yeah, they really did. And I think the Lions had an opportunity looking back when they had first and goal on the 10-yard line. In hindsight, maybe be more aggressive. They ran the ball twice, tried to throw it on third down. I thought Titus Young got held. There was no call. Ended up kicking a field goal. And you give Aaron Rodgers that much time and a whole field to work with, and all of a sudden you're trying to play a little bit of prevent defense. It's a difficult task.
Two things I want you to hit on right away. The first one is when they did have a chance to score there in the red zone, right away you were disappointed that it was such a conservative game plan.
Yeah. I really thought, knowing Aaron Rodgers' pedigree and his history, that you would be more aggressive trying to get a two-score lead, knowing that if you just settle for a field goal in that situation, he's done that how many times in his career, up and down the field so quickly, and he has the weapons for it. It kept him bottled up all afternoon, but when he had to make the plays, he did, and that's why he's the best quarterback in football.
Now, once Green Bay did get the ball back, the other thing that you called for is pressure from the defensive line.
You
didn't want them to get into a prevent. You even said, you know what, if he goes down the field and scores, at least you don't want him to chew up the clock.
They packed
in yourself
the clock,
an opportunity.
Right.
But you know what? Even when they did get the ball back, they had plenty
of
time.
Yeah, they had a lot of time.
And I don't know what it was about either the play calls or whether it was just execution, but they just didn't seem to have enough life and they couldn't get it moving. And I guess you just can't go to the well too many times in the fourth quarter.
Right, and credit to Green Bay. Defensively, a secondary much maligned, a defensive front without Clay Matthews. They were still able to get enough pressure on Matthew Stafford. And some of that is because Jeff Backus was out of the game. And people here in Detroit, I think, have underplayed the value of Jeff Backus over the course of his career. He's a solid offensive tackle in the NFL. Is he a Pro Bowler? No. But can you win with him? Absolutely. Riley Reiff came in, and Riley struggled. Mm-hmm. I mean, I watched him quite a bit. He was having a hard time, thus forcing Matthew to get rid of the ball quicker than he would have wanted to. And it limits what you can do with play calling.
Matthew Stafford throughout the day was off.
He did not have a Matthew Stafford type of day. He missed a couple wide open throws. One or two were miscommunication. One time I saw Kelvin where everyone thought it should have been thrown. He threw it to the outside. Kelvin started bending it back to the inside a little bit. The safety was there. And what Matthew sees is that safety hanging. So he's going to work the corner, the gray area. Kelvin kind of took it inside. So it looks like a really bad throw. And they're going to watch the film. They're going to talk. And they say, okay, that one's on me. And another time, guys get hitting him as he's releasing the ball. And people don't see that. They just see the ball not going where it should. But he also had probably five or six passes that he just threw poorly today.
Yeah, including the one that was returned for an interception by Jennings. And that was a play that Tony Scheffler was open.
Yes.
It was a play that should have been converted, but it was a little bit behind him. It went off Scheffler's hands. And then 72 yards later, the Packers are on top.
And when I first saw that, Scheff, you got to catch that ball. You know, and then I saw the replay. I'm like, wow, that's tough. I mean, he's going to cross the field one way and it's thrown back behind him. He gets both hands barely on it. It gets deflected and returned for a touchdown. And it's just things like that during the course of a game. There's so many plays, individual plays, that change the outcome of a game. And the Lions didn't make those today when they needed to.
Well, you mentioned it briefly, but I want to get a little bit more in detail with this specific play. On third down, when they're up 17-14, it sure did look like Titus Young
was manhandled
in the end zone. And that was killer.
And the only thing that I think in officials' defense is Titus, he ran a little bit of a called a China route where he took the route in, banged it off the safety or linebacker. I'm not sure who it was. And then when he tried to come out of his cut, Titus gets a little bit of a push into the cut, but coming out, he absolutely got grabbed and mugged. And the officials really let him be physical down the field. So you get a crew. Some crews are tight. They call all that. Today, not many interference calls, not many defensive holding calls down the field.
So the Lions are 24-20 losers. What you will see here over the course of the next couple of minutes on DetroitLions.com is you're going to hear from Coach Schwartz. I'm sure they're going to bring a player or two over to the podium. You'll get a chance to hear their post-game thoughts as well. But 4-6.
It's tough.
Got to win almost every game.
Well, I said you got to win 2 out of 3. And everyone says, well, Houston's, you know, the team of the decade here. And they were down 14 at one time. The Jacksonville, who everyone said after the Lions beat them, was the worst team in football. Mm-hmm. So what do I say, Tom? It's all close.
Yeah.
It's hard to win. You see today, Green Bay is supposed to be this team that's really on a roll. Lions had them on a rope, so they couldn't close the deal. So they're going to have an opportunity to beat Houston here Thanksgiving Day, but they're going to have to. And then the week after, who do they have?
The Colts.
They have the Colts at home. And Andrew Luck, yeah. So there's a chance. Could they win the next two? Yeah. And then that puts you back at 500. And that puts you back in the playoff mix with 4 games to go. Then you probably got to go probably 3-1 on the way out, too.
And two of those games
are on the road.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You know, I figured that they would likely be, here's what I would hope for. Here's what I did hope for a couple of weeks ago. I figured they'd be 7-7 with the 2 games left at home against Atlanta and Chicago, and in essence, kind of controlling
their own destiny. They got Atlanta at home, too?
They have Atlanta on the 22nd, and then they got the Bears to finish the season.
Just look at the schedule.
Yeah, it's not going to be a very easy task. There's very little, if any, room for error. If they run the table, they finish 10-6, but this team has shown no signs of being able to put together a run like
9-7 will get you in for sure. 8-8 might get you in the NFC this year, just because of everyone beating each other up. But if they go 9-7, I believe they'd get in. But as you said,
now they're
0-4
in the NFC North, too, which is the first tiebreaker in your division. So it's It's not looking good. I'm certainly interested to hear what Coach Schwartz has to say. He always tries to spin it somewhat positively, but this is not a good situation for this
team. It's tough. It's
going
to be a tough press conference for Coach Schwartz. He's going to come in there and he's going to tell them that we battled hard and we fought hard, and but we didn't make plays when we needed to. And someone's got to come up big. I thought in the first half I was going to get away from him after the interception when the Lions were starting to move it right before the half. But then the Lions got an interception back. But then they've turned the ball over on a fumble. But they're able to hang close all day, Tom. There's just something missing. It's just not quite there, whether it's someone in the secondary they need to pick up, a safety, somebody who can help cover the deep ball, or if it's just another pass rusher. But they didn't get the type of pressure consistently today they needed. They know playing Aaron Rodgers, you have to cover with seven. You have to do that. If you try to blitz him, he's going to kill you. So they were very disciplined rushing forward. They just didn't get consistent pressure.
What's frustrating, I think, about this team is that since they started 5-0 last year, there's been no signs of any consistent success. They can't get it done consistently on defense. They can't get it done consistently on offense. And it's frustrating, I believe, because you know that the potential is there. And you've seen them put together, you know, game-ending drives like they did the last
time
they were here
against
Seattle.
I really thought we'd see one today against this Packers secondary, which has been picked apart at times. There's no doubt about it. But they were able to put enough pressure up front, so Matthew really couldn't get comfortable. The routes didn't have time to develop, and the outcome was four downs and four, you know, bad downs, and had to turn the ball over on downs to the Packers.
I'll be curious to hear Matthew Stafford after today's performance, because in my estimation, I think he's going to say, number one, it's the worst game he's played as a pro, and number two, he's probably going to shoulder the blame of this loss.
I think he might be hurt a little bit, too, more than he's letting out. He got banged a few times early in the game. He seemed to be hobbled most of the game. But he's not going to say that. He's not going to make an excuse. He's the type of quarterback. And what I like about him is he'll be able to put this game behind him. He's got that gunslinger mentality where, okay, I stunk. Okay, I didn't play well. But I'm going to come out and play well the next week. He's not going to beat himself up over that and dwell on it. He'll move on.
But how does it happen, Rob? You've been on the field. Everyone knows how important this game is. Everyone knows how crucial it is to get a win here at home and start things moving in the right direction. And to come out and lay an egg like that, I mean, how does that happen?
Because the other team's trying to stop you. The other team game plans for you. You're coming out, you're trying to do your best, but only one team wins each week. And people think, well, you should be consistent. You should be able to do this week after week. There's so many things that change in the course of the game when defenses are showing you. Do you see that last series? All of a sudden they walked the linebacker out over Kelvin when you think, well, they got to give him a target him here. Get him the ball, and all of a sudden they walked the linebacker out. They got the corner up high over the top. They got a safety cheating inside. So that means somebody else has to step up. And Matthew was trying to look. He went tried to go to Scheffler. He tried to go to Titus. But as you said, his throws just weren't there. I thought Titus, you know, the windows aren't great. The Lions receivers have to be accountable. You have to give your quarterback a little more area to throw the football. I'm getting my hands going.
Right,
here.
I'll do this.
Give him a little more room to put the football, and the windows were pretty tight throughout the afternoon.
This is really going to test the old adage of take it one game at a time, because you have to get up for Thursday. You got a short turnaround here. You have a very good team in with the national audience watching.
Well, they'll be ready. Did Houston end up winning today? Did you happen to see a final?
I'll check it out.
They were down. I know they were coming back.
I don't know.
Were down a couple of touchdowns at Jacksonville, but I saw on the stat board in here that Schwab had four touchdowns. So
maybe they were coming back. I mean, it's a very tough challenge, and I guess that can get you focused. And you would hope, and this is all you can hope right now, is that if they do put together a win on Thursday, maybe some energy is.
Well, you got to win number five first. Okay, you're 4-6. You have to win the fifth game. You can't think, oh, we got to get to, like we are, 8-8 or 9-7. You start doing that, that's not doing any good. You just got to come out and play well, get the win on Thursday. Then you have the long rest, and you get to prepare for Indianapolis coming in here. And then you say, okay, now we need to win this one. It's very cliche-ish, but it is really one game at a time, because it's so hard to win week to week.
You know, it's interesting. You watch a game like this, there's so much anticipation for it, but I don't think this is going to go in the annals as one of the greatest Lions-Packers games ever played.
Well, defense does it. I think the defense was pretty good. No one could really run the ball very well. There was enough pressure on both quarterbacks, and neither could get comfortable. The Lions got to Aaron Rodgers at least three or four times on sacks. So he was also not comfortable in the pocket during the afternoon, not only Matthew Stafford, but he was able, because of his experience and how talented he is, make the throws down the stretch when he needed to make the throws.
And that's what's so frustrating, too, because the defense had played so well. And the Lions got the ball back, and it led. That's where Matthew threw the interception that they returned.
You held Aaron Rodgers on offense to 14 points. That's a pretty good afternoon.
It should give you a chance to win, no question about it. Mentally, we've talked about taking it the one game at a time approach. We've talked about trying to get kick-started. Who's ultimately going to have to step up and relay that message? Is Coach Schwartz's message getting through?
They should know this. I mean, they're this is their job. They should come out and they realize, okay, we just got to put this behind us, get ready for next week, and get that win. Coach Schwartz will give it lip service. I mean, he will tell the team that in their team meeting. But they already know that. And they know, once you play in this, like, you understand that every week you prepare so hard and you leave it on the field. You saw these guys coming up after, Tom.
Right.
I mean, they look like beaten puppies because they left it on the field. They played extremely hard, but it's not enough to win. Now what you got to do is you got to wash it away and start preparing once you come in Monday for next week's game, and it's going to be a short week. Only good news is I always liked on Wednesday, they have a huge Thanksgiving dinner used at the Silver. I wonder if they do this. Oh, they put a nice spread.
All right, well. Do they deserve it is the question.
Oh.
After what we've seen the last couple of weeks. Tom Lydon, Rob Rubick, you're watching DetroitLions.com. It's the Labatt WXYZ postgame show. You're going to hear from Coach Schwartz and some Lions players over the course of the next few minutes. He is still inside talking to the team. What do you think he's telling them right now?
First of all, you only get fed if you win.
I'm just saying,
wow.
Man.
I'm glad you weren't my coach.
You said a nice big spread.
Yeah, well, they work hard. Come on.
What's he saying right now? What does the coach say right now?
Getting ready for they're going to have the guys bring some stuffing and some turkey in for Thanksgiving spread. That's what they're prepping on right now. What's he telling the team right now? Pretty much what we're saying. You know what, guys? You played hard. You played well, but we didn't make enough plays. Someone's got to make a play. We got to protect a little better. We got to pressure more. All the things that we see,
Believe
me, they see as well. And they're going to break this film down. And some coaches I've had, they didn't get too critical right after the game. They wanted to see the film. They wanted to step back and get a better perspective of what really happened. Because sometimes you'll see a guy get beat or something, and he played horrible. And then you watch film, he played well the other 98% of the plays. So they're going to break it down, and then it'll be a little bit tougher tomorrow once they realize what the problems were today.